The Dragon Slayer.
First speech. Beowulf spoke.
I am Hygelac's kinsman and warrior. I have undertaken many glorious deeds. I learned of Grendel in my native land. Seafarers say this place, the best of halls, stands idle and useless after sundown. Hrothgar, the wise men among my people, advise that I seek you because they know my strength. They saw me come from battles stained in the blood of my enemies, when I destroyed a family of giants, when I endured pain all night, killing water monsters, grinding them to bits, to avenge for the Geats, those who asked for misery. And now I shall, alone, fight Grendel, I ask you, Lord of the Danes, protector of this people, for only one favour, that you refuse me not, fair friend of the people, do not refuse those who have come so far the chance to cleanse Herat. I have heard that the monster in his recklessness uses no weapons. I, therefore, to amuse Hygelac, my lord, scorn to carry sword or shield, but I shall seize my enemy in my hand grip and fight enemy against enemy, and let God decide who shall be taken by death. I expect, if he wins, that he will eat fearlessly of the Geat people in this hall, as he often has of yours. Nor will you need, if death takes me, worry about a burial. That solitary one will carry my corpse, dripping with blood, to a ruthless feast. If battle takes me, send this best of war garments, this shirt of mail, to Hygelac. It is an inheritance from Hrethel, and the work of Welland. Fate always goes as it will.
Last speech. Then Beowulf made his last boast. I ventured many battles in my youth. Now, old, I will seek another. Try again for glorious deeds, if that avenger will come out. He spoke to each of his brave companions for the last time. I would not use a sword against this monster, if I might otherwise fight, as I did with Grendel. But how else fight fire, a breath of poison? Therefore I wear shield and mail. I will not back a step away from that hoard guardian. Where two shall end as fate decrees, I am brave in mind, so I go against the war flyer, in no need of further boasting. You men wait on the hill, protect the war gear, and see which will, after the death rush, come away unwounded. This is not your duty, nor in the power of man. No one but myself can fight this monster. Your lord shall either win the treasure or lose his life. The brave in battle arose then, bore his shield and mailed, trusting his strength under the stone cliffs. This is not the coward's way.